Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your Game Master. With me, we have Natalie, who plays Athena, a.k.a. Mirage.
Hello.
Art, who plays Chimera, a.k.a. Chris Hollerin.
Yep.
Yeah. If you can't tell, it's been a minute since we played. And last but not least, Rob, who plays Codex, a.k.a. Travis Lang.
So Natalie didn't get a last name.
Athena Richards.
Okay. There you go.
I had it. But I was having trouble with the last name. I'm like, if I had trouble, then got it. I'm gonna take the credit for it. That was my whole thought process.
Hello, everyone.
Alrighty. So, it's just FYI. It's been like 3 weeks since we played, so bear with us if we get something wrong. I'm sorry. Okay. So, I believe we do it's the question of the day, then the recap. Correct. In order?
Yes. So that the recap's fresher to the game.
Art, question of the day is on you, sir.
Paul! Stop. Oh my gosh, man.
Cool down.
Stop throwing things. So, the question of the day is, when you go on a trip, or a vacation, or going somewhere other than home, what do you pack your clothes in, and how many bags do you take?
So, since I do a lot of some RV camping. We mostly just shove the RV full of everything we need, and then when we get to the destination, we just forget it behind as we go march. Go on the hike, and just whatever is in the backpack we have.
Is it a ruck, or is it like a hiking bag?
An actual hiking backpack.
Well, so is a ruck. It's a rucksack. Like for military backpacks, they're called rucks, or referred to as rucks.
We just hope we packed everything we need. We'll eventually make it back to the RV.
Okay.
No matter how many days it takes.
They like to live dangerously, as it were. Natalie, you got an answer?
One duffel bag.
Now, are we talking full-sized hockey duffel? Or are we talking...
I'm talking the Vera Bradley duffel bag.
So not that big.
Not that big.
And this is like over an overseas trip, and that's all they take. That's all she would take.
Yes.
Shit, she'd be living minimally.
Mm-hmm. That's impressive.
Or her parents have money, and they just buy stuff when they get there.
Well, that too.
Or she just packs efficiently. Like, that's also a thing.
Either way, it's still
But how do you plan to bring Murphy with?
He has his own bag.
He has his own Vera Bradley novel bag.
Yes.
Yeah. And then me, I have the frame backpack. Standard.
Carry everything in that thing.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
What about you?
Depending on where we're going, I either have our big old Samsonite, you know, hard shell, or if it's just one or two nights, I've got it's called the Weekender from Bespoke Post that I got for $5. Because I told them I was going to cancel, and they thought they'd keep me with that, and then I canceled it anyway. That bag is really nice. It's probably the nicest bag I own. But yeah, so... That's it for me. Who has a... Would you like me to do the recap?
Yes.
Up to you.
All right. So, some things happened, and then they ended up going to the wall where their Jervara Institute card was telling them to go. They figured out it was a compass. They entered into a place that was oppressively hot. And as they entered in, they fought a... giant axolotl made of lava. And then they went left, and then they came into a room full of superheated water and superheated lava floating in balls around the room. They had a skill challenge through that. They hung another left, and they went and fought two fire elementals, which were guarding a ruby totem of some sort that I believe they took with them.
Sounds like us.
No, they hit the button. They hit a button. It was a button, a totem. And they hit it, and they heard something happen.
And then we short rested.
And then they short rested. So they were told they had 4 hours. They have now used one of their 4 hours because it's an hour per short rest. So effectively, they are allowed 3 short rests for this encounter chain. And now they were headed back down the hallway. And I'm going to skip them going through the floating ball of lava room again because I don't feel the need to do that again. And I believe you said you're going to go down the next hallway, correct?
Yep.
Perfect. All right. So you make your way into a room that I'm going to say you see the on the wall. It says room 5. And inside there is it is just like a sheet of flame coming across the entrance. You cannot see through it.
Sounds hot.
Very dangerous.
Yeah.
You go first.
Good luck.
I'm out of temporary hit points.
All right.
Well, even Miss No Illusions.
It is you don't know how thick the sheet of flame is, but there's definitely a sheet of flame.
And we feel the heat coming from it?
Oh, yeah. She's going to hurt.
So it's a she flame.
Yep.
Would.
That's what I meant.
If I summoned a water beast and it was a fire salamander who could.
Why would a water beast get you a fire salamander?
I don't know. I just assume it's one that can swim through thing, but you don't specify what swim thing is.
The ability does.
It has to
have a swim speed.
Now, if someone had like summon elemental, that'd be different.
Don't I have that or no?
Can she reflavor her Draco summons when she summons them?
No.
There's a pick when you get.
I think it's pick when you get. I don't actually know. You're welcome to check.
Because does she get Murphy back?
On a short rest, yeah. I think she has to expend a first level spell slot, though. Would you expend a first level spell slot to get Murphy back?
Yes. Yes.
It'll say on your sheet if you do or don't.
I'm pretty sure it follows the same rules as the Steel Defender.
I thought you were just asking if I wanted to, and I was saying, yeah. Also, while we're looking up things, what just happened was I was writing the thing down, and I got lightheaded, and I needed a second.
No worries. Give some calls.
Draconic Essence, when you summon the Drake, choose a damage type.
What's every time then?
Yep. The chosen type determines the Drake's damage immunity and the damage of its infused flame strike.
Oh.
Or infused strike talent trait.
So theoretically, it would be Murphy could be immune to fire and protect you from the flame wave.
Right.
As you ran underneath him because he's large.
Yeah, but the doorway isn't.
No, it's about 15. They're 15-foot hallways.
I am parting the Red Seas.
The Red Seas?
The Red Seas.
Yes, so you expend a first level spell slot to get his abilities back. So mark off a first level spell slot. Alrighty then. So you could make Murphy, because Murphy's large, you can make him come out and he could shield you from the flame as you go through. If you would like.
Slots total would be 1, 4, 3, 1, 2.
I think it's 2, 4. It's 3 or 4.
I'll do 4.
Hold on, I can.
How many do I have colored in? Is 3.
No, you have 3.
Damn it. I was so close. Holy moly eyes, please.
All right, so are you going to make Murphy large and send and then use him to get in?
Correct, yes.
He goes, I'm so important.
I'm going to part the Red Sea.
He lifts a paw up.
I give Murphy guidance.
And so he looks inside and have Murphy roll perception.
Okay. What is it? He's SP.
So I had the idea of asking Murphy to tell us what's on the inside, but I figured if I ask him, he's not going to do it. And so I'm just going to let him do it if he wants to.
Smart plays. You can take your inspiration.
Yay! Oof.
7 plus 2.
Is that what his perception is?
It's a wisdom, right?
Yeah.
So plus 2.
Well, he's a cat, so I'm going to give him proficiency, so plus 2, plus 3 more.
Okay.
So that's 12. It's enough to notice, you guys are going to want to get through pretty quick. It's not good. That's going to hurt. Please get through.
All right, we keep moving.
Okay.
Ducks inside and you see a 20-foot tall, black skinned, giant wearing armor that as you look, it's probably not skin. It's probably some kind of metal. A 20-foot tall metal colossus is staring down at you and it has a flaming ball in its hand. And as you watch, it waves its hand and a rain of fire hits down across the entire room.
Arcana to see if it's a spell?
You can roll. He waves a hand, a rain of fire shoots across the whole room and it draws up a massive sword, 20-foot long sword.
That is a 26.
26 Arcana. That is a... It's not a spell, but it's being produced by enchantments in the ceiling. It's not actually part of the creature. It's probably just doing that as a theatrical thing.
Okay.
The flaming ball is definitely some kind of alchemical substance it's creating from inside it. And it looks like it's injecting these brass or black metal orbs it has at its hip, and it has a dozen of them.
So not counterspell.
Correct. And you're going to roll initiative because as soon as you step foot across the threshold, the game is on.
I don't think I'm last. I'm not first, but I'm not last.
I guarantee you I'm not first. Not even under that 20.
I got a 6. I got a 21.
17.
You got a 7?
6.
6?
I rolled a 7. I got a 6. I'm not a very agile boy.
I almost beat you just on my initiative alone.
Bite me.
So I ended up with a 10.
Jack of all trades.
I'm 27. I'm 27. Oh. I'm 27 feet tall. How tall are you?
How tall is Murphy so I can double him? Do I still have enlarge? I think I do. I do.
All right.
What's that one trick where you can do like the just one and then you go and then you take only one and my fingers aren't fast enough to do that, but I felt like that's what I was doing. It's me first. I kind of figured this. Okay. I do not get a friend, right? I only have the Murph.
No, you can summon him. You can summon him again.
Oh, sorry, Peanut. She's going to be so upset with me.
Yeah, this looks like the correct.
Okay. Spell summons. So, what you said he looks like metal?
Very human. Very. It's not obvious, but with your perception, mm-hmm. you can tell that there's a kind of an illusion. It's definitely made of metal.
Okay. She would know. I would not. Is there an element that would help with that?
We use Murphy's element if you're trying to switch Murphy's element.
Mm. Yeah, Murphy's going to do fire damage. Which means I'm going to give you a hint. It's not going to be helpful in this fight.
Well, I know, but I have the elemental arrows, too.
Oh,
and I can pick which element I want. With a
26 Arcana?
You might be able to tell that it could potentially be vulnerable to acid, because it's made of metal. But that's a maybe. You would have to know what kind of metal it is, and that would not be Arcana.
Man.
What would it be?
It would take an action to do it.
That's not my action, and I don't think it's worth wasting my entire action for it.
So probably don't.
You can use the elemental arrow. I mean, shit, if you want. But you only get it once per day.
Right. One times per lounge. Left, right.
Rest. Once per long rest.
Yes. Okay. So I will do the bow.
Yep.
For.
Get your shooty shoot.
That's not good. Will 14 hit you?
Yes.
I suspected that. I have many a lucky. I have three.
You used at least one, yeah.
I'm very good about keeping track of that, so hold on. No, I did not. I did not have to.
Oh, no, she had bonkers luck the whole time.
Yeah.
Hence why I said she is lucky.
Okay. I would like to use lucky, please.
Sure.
Not that one. Not that one either. Perhaps you. 16 plus 10.
Hits.
Yay. And then a 10. I think that was a D10. That felt like a D10. 3 plus 5. That's 8. That's it.
Yep. That he takes it pretty much without even flinching. Actually, correction, he doesn't flinch. Next. Oh, would you like to move?
Well, and then Murphy.
Because current. Oh yeah. Yes. Would you like to move? You're all bunched up in front of the door.
Right now. Could I go to a more strategic area?
It is a perfect circle.
Of course, it is.
Is he standing right in the center?
Yes.
I'm gonna go to my right.
It's 100 foot across. He's dead center.
I'd like to go to my right.
Okay, you're circling right. Got it. Next, Murphy.
Okay, Murph. He gonna go run up and bite it. Or okay. He just has a bite, so he doesn't really have like a fire breath.
He does, but it would do no damage to it anyway.
18 plus 7.
Hits.
And then he does 2d6.
And no fire damage.
No fire damage. That's 6 total plus 7 for... this is the 13.
All right. Yeah, it takes it.
Good.
Next.
Okay.
Probably me?
Yes.
Okay, I wasn't sure if I beat you.
Nope. You did beat me.
All right. What's the exact distance between me and him?
You're 10 foot in, so 40 feet away.
40 feet away. I will charge 10 feet, 15 feet in. Then I will use my...
It's considered huge, by the way, in case you're curious about
cat. Okay, I'm size trying category. To teleport 30 feet behind it. Yeah, directly behind it.
But move 20 foot, then move 50, move 30 feet, then move teleport 30 foot. We'll get you right behind it.
Okay.
No, 20. It doesn't. Yeah, you can go right behind it.
That is my plan.
Yeah.
And I got one of those left now. Does it see me behind him?
You have no idea.
Do I have advantage on the attack?
No, you do not.
Disappointing dice noises. And this is going to include a booming blade.
Yep.
I think that'll hit.
You hit. With an 18 on the die.
Damage types matter between bludgeoning and thunder?
Fire is the only one that matters. I'm sorry. And thunder matters as well. So thunder is doubled.
So this dice is going to get doubled.
Got it. Pinky's doubled.
All right, so 10, 11, 26.
Yeah, he doesn't like you.
Second swing?
Yeah.
I think that hits.
Yeah, it hits. 15 plus whatever hits.
13, 14, 20 more bludgeoning.
20 more bludgeoning. Yeah, it doesn't like it.
I verbally taunt him in English.
It doesn't respond.
I figured not.
Mr. Art.
I'm going to go ahead and cast Bane.
Does that have to target a living creature? Is it any kind of charm or anything like that?
It is, I believe, a charm.
If so, it's immune.
Is it considered an object?
It is. Also, yours is only on inanimate objects.
That's fine.
So not magically infused.
Objects?
Occultums.
At some point, I'm going to have to get used to this ability.
You did.
It's been quite a while. If
actually,
so.
It's an enchantment, not a charm.
Oh, then yeah, you're fine. It's not a charm. Not mind influencing, right?
No, it is.
Then you're fine.
Yep. So you need to make a charisma save.
I might actually be able to not do that. I'm going to choose to succeed.
We have legendary saves on this fire giant.
It's a fire giant. Yes, and it's one creature. It's a little bit buffed. Not significantly.
So is the same sibling coming out?
No, she got downed. So she's actually unavailable for today. The rest of today. Okay.
So if he rolls her number, he rolls again.
Yep.
And do you want to take your fire potion drink to give them the bonus to save so they don't actually die?
They'll be fine.
You say that now.
Oh, this will be fun.
He rolled a 3.
Yes, I did.
Which, for those at home, is...
That the bell? Matthew.
That's the first time Matthew's been out. Seriously.
That was Andrew we met.
Yeah. Multiple times. You've yet to meet Matthew. All right, what's Matthew's shtick?
He's 5'2" and built. Solidly built.
Like a tiny but mighty situation?
Yes. Yes, he is.
We might have met Matthew then. With the Ice Institute.
Oh, that could be.
Maybe. What's his power?
Strength?
Yeah, he is a brick brain.
What's his power flavoring? Did we establish that for him?
I don't think we've established.
So then, what is it? What's it? What's his flavor? I imagined I had wind in my head for some reason.
I was thinking like the elementalist power set.
Because each one has something small, has something else. He's got nature. Other one's got earth.
Yeah.
One's got superpower. It's got psychic.
Yeah, so an elemental control.
Basically, they're all their own element so far. I think that was the theme, right, Art?
Yeah, kind of. I'm still working on that.
I had him as wind or water in my head.
Yeah, I probably could go with more of a water.
Or fire, even, realistically.
Yeah.
Unless you think one of the other ones would be better for fire.
Brown hair, but light skin with a rough texture. So yeah, he's more
wind chapped.
Chapped, yeah.
So wind chapped.
Uh huh.
So he comes up. He appears in a little whirlwind of superheated air. It's like, oh, hot. Did you take the potion or no?
No, I did not.
Okay. So hot. Okay. Oh, okay. Unpleasant. I know we're fighting that thing though, right?
Yes.
Got it.
I want to say he had the spear in the ice dungeon.
It's entirely possible.
And I have that other sheet that I had all my notes on. It's right here.
How convenient.
I'm sure you already have the damage written down, so.
Ice.
It was ice.
It was ice.
Rob, yep. Rob, I already gave you inspiration for randomly remembering something today.
Yep. With the ice fist.
I did not get inspiration for remembering something. I got something for actually making the correct choice of comments about the perception of the
cat. Fine, take your inspiration.
Yay.
Somebody else is getting my inspiration because I have 3.
Oh. Okay.
All right. So, yeah, he's going to go. Yeah, it's a little warm in here for me.
Actually, no, he'd be fine. He produces cold air.
Oh, that's true.
He's pretty cool here.
He's gonna be vulnerable to fire damage.
Yeah,
which is gonna be bad. In about 15 seconds.
Yeah,
I think I've firmly got his attention.
Sure.
Until he fireballs to throw in the orbs that he has. You said.
I mean, sure. Where do you go, Art? She circled right. I'm assuming you circled.
I'm gonna circle to the left, kind of a little bit in because I'd have to get a. Because he was 40 feet away.
Yeah.
I have to go at least 10 feet closer in order to get the spell to go off. And then that'll put us about 30 feet away when he comes out and have him head.
Go to Pound Town.
Go to Pound Town. And
you actually have your action still, by the way.
No, you cast Bane.
I cast Bane.
And I chose to succeed.
Yes. Yes, you did.
I regret nothing.
I know you regret nothing.
I only regret not doing it sooner.
16, 22.
Yeah, that hits. Hit.
and
AC is 18. I'm not gonna hide it. You guys know it's a Jawfire Giant.
Wait, so you boosted the stats.
Oh, it did, but not like that.
12 damage.
Yeah, ow.
Maybe more because of ice.
It is not vulnerable.
Okay.
Anything else, Art? Going once.
No, I think that's...
All right. On its turn, it's going to turn and try and kill the fighter. The artificer?
Artificer, yep.
Yeah, it's going to try and kill the artificer. You fucking kidding me, Dice? 19 to hit.
Miss.
I fucking know. You get one more try.
All three of our space ACs are
20. You get one more try. We're back in the fucking box now, okay? 23.
I'm going to use my free shield.
Yeah. You figured.
Did you hear I kind of figured?
Yeah. Wait. All right.
I might use something else. No, I'm going to use my silvery barbs because I get back on short rest.
Rock and roll. 29 this time.
I'm going to choose to use the first one.
Okay, that is not how that works.
I still have advantage on my next swing because I'm choosing myself.
Did I lose a dice? Yeah, I did. 14. Ooh, that's a good roll.
No. He uses the lower roll with silvery barbs. The triggering creature must reroll still hit you, D20 and use the lower roll.
So 23 hits you then.
You're right.
So you used it because it was going to hit you. 24. Take 31.
Halved.
And then... Everyone in the room is going to take... wow, that's good damage.
Oh, I don't want to hear that.
10, 22, 24. Fire damage, which means Murphy is immune.
And Matthew takes double.
Yes. Yep.
Because it's a 24.
48. Is he gone already?
No.
Okay.
And it seems like... he got a little healthier with that.
Because he heals from fire damage.
Not all of it, but some of it. It was 24, so I'm going to gain 12.
Oh.
I don't take the 24, correct? Because I already took the 31.
No, you take half. You take that.
Okay.
You take half, though, because you're resistant.
So I take both sets of damages. The 31 and the 24.
It's the... That was his...
You said everyone else.
That was his lair action. Was to do that to everyone in the room.
Okay, then I do take 12 damage.
Yep.
Was it a save or just an outright hit to everyone?
The whole room filled with fire. Unless you're hiding underneath Murphy, you take it. And no. You notice there's a conspicuous spot underneath Murphy that's totally not hurt.
Well, I know where I'm moving.
Under the cat. Uh-huh. I have to be under the cat.
I can't just teleport to sneak attacks.
So. Alrighty. Top of the order. Natalie.
Excuse me. I'm going to do it again. Same thing.
You can sneak attack this time, though.
I could sneak attack. How close am I to Murphy, by the way?
65 feet.
Also, he's close to the dude, feet. So it's probably not smart for me to.
But go no, sneak, hide sneak under attack him. You can do with a bow.
Okay.
As long as you have an ally near it, you get the sneak attack.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you didn't move Murphy up before your shots.
Shots? Oh, you're next to it.
I wasn't when she originally
flipped. Correct. Shot. If she had flipped it, she would have got more damage.
Yeah. If she let Murphy go first.
Correct.
Can you just tell me where? Because I can't read right now.
Yeah, I think it's at the bottom.
What's she trying to do?
Oh, she wants to know what her sneak attack damage is.
36. If you hit.
19 on the die.
Hits.
Plus 10.
By a lot, yeah.
Okay, and you said 3. Do I add anything else to the
D10? Yeah, in the D10. And then your regular 5. And you know it's vulnerable to thunder.
Yep, I found that out. Does your arrow do thunder damage?
I would add another 3d6.
But that 3d6 is doubled, so do it separately.
Okay,
so... Natalie's going to burst this thing down for you guys. She's like,
I did a good job.
I'm going to pick the pretty
die. I got this!
I did almost 50 damage.
I know.
Three,
hence me pounding you six. In the face.
Mm-hmm. So that's 10, 15 regular.
Okay.
Are you ready for the thunder?
So 24?
Yes.
Okay.
That's it for her. And then now it's the cat's turn.
Okay.
And he's like, thank God I am immune because I would have been down.
You finally picked the right element.
It's six. So he's going to bite.
Chomp.
Yes. 14 plus 7.
Hits.
Okay.
It's 2d6, right? Yeah.
Boop, boop. 10 plus 7, plus 7 for 17.
He has to reevaluate if he has to kill the cat now. I'm still using that.
Okay. It's a pain
in the ass. All right. Okay. Next.
Me. I chose myself for silvery barbs. I regret the choice because I got hurt still a lot.
the mistake, mistakes, his mistakes were made. Did you hit with any of those dice?
Best one is a 9 on 3d20.
With
plus super, 9 for 18.
That fucking hits. That's dumb.
Wow. There you go.
You needed every bit of that super advantage. Double the thunder.
10, so one is 2. 16, 18,
24. All right. Yep. It looks like its movements are more jerky.
And second swing.
Just obviously take it down.
9, 14, 20.
All right, that's more than 5. That is 5. That is.
I do want to say I was planning on going underneath Murphy.
That's fine. You did more than 5 over its regular hip HP, so that's fine.
I still wanted to be there because I figured there could be a death.
It rattle. Fully locks up and then it starts to sink. Like the square it's in starts to sink into the dirt into like a big. It looks like there's nothing. It's just like it's going down.
Oh, and
then
down.
The there's nothing. It's literally the platform and then walls down there. And there's like a magical force field above it. And then it seems like that ball it never threw that seemed to be channeling the roof, but you realize it wasn't, is left behind. It's about 3 foot across, made out of this black, maybe iron? You're not sure.
Is it floating?
Nope.
Is it sitting on the ground, or where is it?
Just it's floating. It's sitting right where it was. Right where the monster was.
I want to heal before I touch that thing.
That's fair.
It's the right size for Murphy to play with it right now, because it's 3 foot and he's giant.
Yeah.
And he's also immune to fire. If it's
He's like, oh yeah. And he's like, whack, whack, whack. He just starts rolling it around the room.
Yeah.
Now, roll me just a straight d20.
All right, I'm going to use a third level Cure Wounds on myself.
Rock and roll.
I rolled an 18.
Really?
Yeah.
So Murphy hits it really hard into the back wall, and the ball disappears. And the ball cracks the wall. And you see light through from filtering from behind it.
Good job, Murphy. You broke it.
You see.
I'm going to go investigate the wall.
The wall is made of obsidian there. And it looks like a door shaped out of obsidian.
Does it feel like we need to crack it
more? Yes.
I have a hammer. I was just complaining I don't have a use for
him. I was giving you a 15% chance to have him do it because he's hitting it hard enough.
So what was my... What did I need?
Like, 18. 18,
19,
20. 18,
19, 20.
All right.
Nice!
Stand back. This could get messy. I proceed to open the door.
Yeah, you smash the door open. There's a bunch of shards of obsidian. It's really sharp, but you're hitting it with your hammer so hard it just kind of explodes into dust. And then it leads, it seems to be sloping down to the right.
I'm going to collect up some of the obsidian mm-hmm. dust.
Yeah, you can get probably 5 or 6 pounds of obsidian dust if you want it.
Any of them sword shaped, maybe?
No, you exploded it.
Can I make
you made it into glass.
Is there any additional stuff on the wall I can still specifically try to shape?
Make me a dexterity crafting check.
Can I get some assistance?
Yes. Can
I use intelligence instead to specifically shape it?
No, I'll give you Bardic Inspiration.
Better than nothing.
It's a D8.
Yeah.
If you need it.
If you need it.
Even though they took it out,
I don't know if they fully took it out, but I'm leaving it in. It's a reaction for that shit because it's so good.
So that's a 12 currently. Now it's a 15. Now it's a 16.
You can get a dagger's worth of it. It's like a dagger you could shape.
Okay.
And if you want just the naked blade, you could probably get a short sword.
Yeah, I was just going for the blade because I can always get the hilt elsewhere and make that.
Yeah, you can nap out. Yes, napping it is what you do. K-N-A-P-P. It's a cool word. You can nap out a short sword. A short sword or a scimitar, whichever you pick.
Okay. Short sword.
Yeah. You can get a short sword worth of it. Slight curve to it. Yeah. You have a short sword blade of obsidian. All right. And then the path curls down to the right.
All right. We're going to continue on.
Yeah. So
we'll have Murph lead the way since it's
immune to fire.
Immune to fire.
He is strutting. I'm so good. It's like the big ball. It's like whack the ball, let it roll down the hill. I'm chasing the ball. I'm totally not chasing the ball. And wait till it's out of sight. I'm chasing the ball. I'm chasing the ball. Cats, when they're chasing stuff, they're like so happy. It does that until it slams into a vibrant blue force field at the end.
The ball went through?
No.
Wow.
The ball did crack, and it actually falls to pieces because it was like a mesh, not mesh, but like bands that were all tied together.
Okay.
And inside is a singular fist-sized stone. Murphy says, "My ball broke. What is this? Why'd you break my ball?" And he looks at whoever's next in line.
It's for when you're not so big. Now you have a ball for that size, because you're not always this big.
It's very large for me when I'm not this size. This is bullshit. And he sits down, just pissed off. There's a fist-sized black stone.
I will pick it up.
It's hot, but not hot enough to burn you. But it's hot enough that it's like you kind of hot potato it.
Mm-hmm. Arcana or...
You would need more time than you have available. More time than you have available to do so. It's just something like that. Unless you have Identify. It takes a minute to cast it.
Two first levels.
You're going to spend a minute to cast it?
We have like 3 hours more down here.
By the way, you can kind of see through the shimmering blue barrier. It's really difficult. Roll perception if you want to try and glance through it. Remember, warning, guidance per scene. Yeah, you have guidance as well, by the way.
I rolled a 19.
Plus.
What am I perception? Plus?
Seven?
Nine.
Yeah.
I rolled a 19 as well.
28 over there. What do you guys have?
I have a 19 plus 5.
24?
2 plus...
Okay, well, so Art, you see nothing. The patterns are so strong. 24, you see inside it is a throne room, maybe? But it's a throne room for something that's much bigger. And like curled up around the throne is a giant snake, maybe, made out of like ruby metal. And you see it has wings, and you're like, oh, it's looks like maybe some kind of coatl or something like that. You know what that is. It's a winged snake. And little flames lick out of its nostrils.
Okay. What does 29 see?
In addition to that, Athena also sees a pair of attendants standing by a ruby color, a barrier that had a similar entrance. But I'm sorry, your entrance is like in the ceiling a little bit and off to the side. This is obviously the secret entrance to this other room, while the other entrance is right at the front edge, and it has a reddish, like crystalline ring around the entrance. but you've obviously disabled that entry. You found the back door, but you haven't hit the button to allow you in the back door.
Investigation?
It's a wall of force.
On the this side of the wall to see if there's a button that we
press. There isn't. It is a wall of force.
Okay, we need to disintegrate to get through.
Correct. All right. So you work your way back. There's I'm going to spoil it for you. There's nothing else here on this side of the entrance.
Oh, that's more of this dungeon.
Yes.
Duh.
So, by the way, you do still have the... are you going to spend the minute to identify the orb? The rock?
As
you
walk back? I don't think I can ritual well.
You can walk it, though. You can, if you want to cast it.
No, I do have the ritual tag.
Would you like to spend 10 minutes to ritual it? Yeah. Talk to the team.
You guys want to spend 10 minutes
for yourself? Might as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. We spend the 11 minutes to ritual cast it.
Yeah, just a hot rock of throwing. When you throw it once, it turns into a fireball.
Okay.
And it recharges once a week. DC is 15. All right, you got that? DC 15 fireball once per week.
Mm-hmm. Third level? Upgraded at all? Yeah,
third level.
So that's what, 86?
86. And it looks like you could probably recharge it faster if you fed it mana, but you would have to figure that out.
That's fine.
Naturally, it'll accumulate that. And you could potentially even overcharge it, but you might burn it out if you fuck up.
An extra 86 is just fine.
Mm-hmm. Except for facing everything fire-related, so...
Well, presently, it's pretty much useless, but later it might be helpful.
Yes.
All right, so you make your way back to the entrance, and you go right. You end up in room 4. Okay. Hold on. Oh my god, I gotta read this shit. I hate myself for writing this. Okay. You see in arrayed before you is a mosaic floor of a ton of different colors. You know, everything from, you know, every color in the rainbow and then some. And to your left and right are doors or exits. And then straight ahead is a, I want to say like a scene of a pretty picturesque port with people coming in and out. And there's a rainbow across the top.
So port to the
port straight ahead.
Okay.
Door left, entrance, exit left, exit right.
And what was on the ground?
Shifting patterns. I'm going to look at the patterns on the floor and compare it to the rainbow above the port.
It would be investigation.
That's what I was
And also, thinking. You notice the colors in the rainbow on the port isn't right. It's shifted one.
Okay.
Like, instead of Roy G. Biv, it's Oy G. Biv R.
That's a 2. I'm going to use my 1 lucky a day.
And then as you watch, it looks like after a minute, it looks like the colors cycle down one.
So we got a minute to set everything up, or...
I rolled a...
Set it up for the next one.
I had rolled a 14 plus 8.
For investigation?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be helpful. I rolled a 2 followed by a 3 on different dice. I
wasted that lucky there.
I got 3 inspirations.
I mean, she has an 18. What was it, 22?
14 plus 8.
Yeah, 22.
How is your investigation that good?
Expertise.
Nice. Because I'm a ranger.
Because you're a rogue.
It says ranger. Oh.
You have 1 level rogue. That gives you expertise.
Which, by the way, if you ever wanted to change that up, we could make that happen. You like the way it is?
Okay. You don't want an extra level of Murphy? It doesn't really get you that much. It's not that good.
Okay, fine.
Okay. So, but as you look, on the floor with a roll like that, you see that each of those rainbows are represented somewhere in this pattern on the floor. If you look close enough, there are an array of 9 colors. Mm-hmm. And you figure out that it wants the superlative color as well. Ultraviolet and sub-red. Like a darker red.
Okay.
Like a brownish almost. And you figure out that with the 3 of you, you need to stand one in the end color, one in the beginning color, and one in the middle color of whatever is currently on the board. Mm-hmm. And that will unlock the two doorways you can see that are shimmering with rainbow doorways.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, does your friend need healing?
He wouldn't complain with that.
Yeah, and I decided not to go with the other thing that was on here because it was bullshit anyway.
First or third? I have only one more third left and two more first.
Save the third.
The thirds do come back on short rest.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
That would be a short rest. But yes, he could use some help. He is not feeling very well.
He's at what, like 10 HP, 20 HP?
17.
I was not far off with either of my numbers.
That roll sucks. Heal 13.
Yeah. He's at 30. He can always second wind too.
That's right, he is a fighter.
He's a brain type. As a brick primary.
Yep.
So roll that D10.
And add what is
arts level? Your level. D10? Huh? That's a D8.
Oh, yeah, it is. Really, I'm really quite good at this.
I've seen. Honestly, I'll let you keep the 7 if you roll less. I'm not going to punish you.
Oh, hey, look, it's a 7.
It was meant to be.
So 7 plus 5 is 12?
12.
52 HP? No, 42 HP?
42.
He's doing fine.
Okay.
So, yeah, you managed to stand on those things, and basically your brother figures out just don't be touching, be inside the room, don't be touching anything.
Yep.
And manages to, like, cling to the wall, like, with his rippling muscles, you know, to be out of the way.
Otherwise, I could just fly and carry somebody. Yep.
And the rainbow pulses. You guys stand in place. The rainbow pulses. Vroom, 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 and the room goes black. No light, nothing. And then it flashes back. And it is a pretty comfortable-looking sitting room. With three exits.
Three exits?
The one you came in, and then two exits, other ones.
Any illusions?
It appears that the painting on the wall is an illusion. Mm-hmm. Now, like something, because it's not changing anymore.
Yeah.
And you see behind it, it's a plain wall. Oh. Plus it gets sunk back in. And actually, no, you see the recessed version of what it was.
Mm. Okay, so.
Left, right, or straight? I'm sorry, left or right?
Because one path is the way we came in?
Yes.
Correct.
Then we go left again?
No, I say we go right.
Works for me.
Matt, left or right?
You're the deciding vote.
Yep.
Of course I am.
Doesn't matter. We're going to probably have to deal with both of them anyway.
Yep.
True. But if we stick to the left, that way we know we'll do left again when we turn around. Right?
Yep.
To be clear, this is not a complicated system. It's been very easy to follow. The rooms are numbered. I mean,
one of us speaks in riddles and the other speaks in rhymes.
So it doesn't matter.
Which one do you choose?
I think left.
Yes! All right, you go to room 6. All right. I'm sorry. What monster?
Should I have picked the right side?
We would have had to face it regardless.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
What?
Another random fire monster or something you created?
Oh, God.
I didn't make it up. This exists.
Because you don't recognize the name.
I'm going to show you a picture of it, and you'll understand why I thought this was fucking dumb. And I had to put it in here.
Okay.
What the?
It's a legitimate thing from a legitimate source.
Why does he look Spelljammer,
but still.
Oh, that explains a lot right there. You don't have to go any further than that. I understand.
I had a feeling that would explain it. Yeah. If for anyone else, it looks like a flaming skull with a trail. It's called a murder comet. There are three of them spinning around this room. And behind it, you see that shimmering red barrier.
I feel like they would be laughing at us. I don't know why.
Oh, but their face. No, they are straight up mocking you.
Like that.
Oh, yeah.
Can I get a zero phase action of Arcana on them?
Sure.
19.
They're elementals.
Probably immune to fire.
They're definitely immune to fire and poison.
Good thing I wasn't playing on poison.
Either. With a roll like that, they don't hit particularly hard, but they do explode when they die. Pretty violently.
Ranged attacks. Got it.
That's me.
That's them. All right. But you can't affect them until you walk inside the room. That's how the things are coded. And but you know what to do. So you're going to walk inside. And do you walk in a particular order? Or do you just do it?
I will always walk in first.
Who do you send in second? Not that it matters. Just roll initiative.
Oh, well. Oh.
I have a likelihood of going first for once.
It's a 100-foot room again. These things look like they can 14. Go from one side to the other in no time at all. 20?
14.
14.
I go on 20.
I go on 11. This is bullshit. I finally have a dexterity bonus. I fucking rolled dog shit. I should have them roll separately because it's three of them. That's up to you guys. I'll let you pick.
I don't care.
I don't like it when you have to roll them individually because then I feel like, I don't know. I just don't like it.
Rob?
We'll keep them together.
Okay. I like the unity. All right, team.
I don't do this often, but when I do, it sucks. Oh. What's the distance?
To them? They're all over the room. There's one that's like 20 feet from you.
I'm debating whether or not to actually cast a cantrip. How close are they together?
Not. They're all over the room.
Okay. So, chill touch or double hammer? I'm thinking double hammer. And kill myself with the splash effect.
Only if they die.
That is up to you.
All right. It's hammer time.
I did not realize how brutal these things were. This is going to be fun.
I do have a revivify.
Okay. It's hammer time.
Stop! Hammer time.
Will a 18 hit?
No.
Really?
Really?
Will a 24 hit?
Yeah.
Take 10, 12, 18 damage. All blunt.
Doesn't matter.
Or bludgeoning.
18 to number one. I'll just add up. Adding is easier than subtracting. Okay.
I do have a bonus action, but I don't think I have anything that consumes a bonus
action. Are any two of them within 30 feet of each other?
No, they are not. Yeah. Almost like they're really fucking fast. And they know that grouping up is bad. Also, they're flying.
That's fine. I'm going to go ahead and cast Hypnotic Pattern on one of them.
Okay. Two or three. One, two, or three. Doesn't really
matter. He did one.
Yep.
Do it on three.
Yeah.
Make a wisdom save.
I'm so bad. I'm so bad at those. 12.
Not enough.
I thought so.
So he is charmed and incapacitated until he's hit.
Got it. Two hit. I put HP'd. This will be relevant later. Next.
And then
Iceman?
Yeah. Matt is going to run up to
You realize you're now in charge of coming up with their super names as well. Their cape names as well. You did this to yourself.
I know. I did this to myself.
Oh, trust me. I'm the one who fucked myself harder, but still.
I'm
not the only person who did it.
I know. And I did nothing while I was off those 3 weeks because I was super busy with other things.
I feel that on a spiritual level.
He is going to run up to the number two.
That one that you just hypnotic pattern?
No. I hypnotic pattern three. I'm sorry, I thought I...
It's fine.
So he'll run up to three then.
Yeah. Okay.
And...
Got a pound pound?
He's not going to pound pound. He's going to go up and whiff whiff.
Well, that's one attack. I think he gets two.
He gets his second at 11, but he hits way harder than you do. I think. Does he get one or two?
It says only one.
I think it's because he hits so hard.
No, I thought you only it's one with 2d6.
2d6 plus 6.
It's plus, no, plus cantrip. Oh, no, he's not an Ares. He's a Hephaestus.
Yeah. Prometheus.
Mm. I believe he has an extra ability on it. No, he has an extra thing that hits on his strike. He lives lingering damage, like Frostburn.
Okay, but that's not, I will have to put that on there.
Yeah, he does an extra proficiency D6 every turn until they get rid of it.
Okay.
After he hits.
Okay.
It's a lingering, literally called freezer burn.
His save one is D8 cantrip plus 2D8 plus 3. And he pushes him on a fail.
I think I always assumed that I go with that, so I didn't bother buffing the melee attack.
Okay.
But no, I'm going to say he has you can write this in, Frostbite, 2d6 proficiency, PBD6, until...
They take an action to remove it.
Until they take an action to remove it, yeah.
That's good for bosses, but I'm assuming it doesn't stack.
PB per...
PBD6, Frostburn. And we'll know what that means. I tend to just add it to the damage, but I think having it be lingering is cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Non-intentional.
And then it's till they...
either get warm or do an action to do it. Like if it was, let's say, a salamander, it's just going to undo it because it's fucking hot, or a fire elemental. But an earth elemental would have to, like, submerge in the dirt.
All right, is that your action, Art?
You have knock patterned, and then, yes, that's his action.
So we got the gnat?
Yep.
It's my turn.
Nat 20.
Okay, so...
likely, we get a nat 20.
I already used the elemental. Cannot use the elemental no more.
Correct.
Because I only get one per long rest.
Is it per long rest or short rest?
One per long rest.
I think you can get it back with the short... I think
well, it said you told me to write LR... So if it's SR, then
I want to say no. I think it's one shot unless, or if you can expend a spell slot to get a pack like Murphy.
So,
if you want to,
no, I'm fine.
Okay.
Well, you really don't use your spell slots too much.
So
Hunter's Mark, Goodberry, there's things.
So I'm gonna, am I by a friend?
There is an ally within reach of two of them.
Fantastic.
Monsters.
And you shouldn't shoot the other one that doesn't have an ally.
Yeah, don't hit that one.
I'm going to shoot the ones that are...
the one that's damaged or the undamaged?
The one that I can get sneak attack on.
There's two of them.
There's one already injured by me and one that got missed.
Okay, one injured.
Okay.
That is 7 plus 10 for 17.
Yes.
Damn it.
Lucky?
Yes. So 14 plus 10.
Hits.
Okay, so then D10, 1, 2, 3.
Would you like the Hunter's Market as well?
Sure.
Add another D6.
Doesn't Rangers get a free one?
But it's only a D4.
Oh, there's one.
It does scale up, I think.
Yeah,
but I don't think it has yet, and it only triggers once per turn on my Hunter's Market.
That is not the best. 5, 10... 19 plus 5. 24? 4.
That thing looks like it's hurt pretty fucking bad. These are not very hardy. They're just really fucking damaging.
Okay, and then it's the Murph time.
Murph time!
Murph time! Boop!
Is he going up to the same one?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Focus fire.
That's the answer.
Yep. I see that coming. I wasn't going to say anything.
What?
No, it's good. You're good. Swing.
Is Murphy going to be okay?
Yes, Murphy will be fine.
Murphy's immune to fire. Yeah, Murphy's going to be fine.
Can I run under Murphy when he's done?
You're not close to him. Mm. You're by the door.
You'll be fine.
No,
okay.
Don't
worry. The thing is, not near you.
That looks like an 11. 11 plus 7 for 18.
Yes, that misses.
That's not
going to
be enough
yet.
19 AC.
You bitch.
Yeah, right. No.
I didn't have to modify. That's already that. These things are already good.
Okay.
That's it. Right?
Okay.
Directions.
Me. I get turns. Let's go. Well, the one is in melee, so it can't. The two of them are in melee, so they're going to slam.
Oh, they're not going to run away?
Honestly, do they have a thing? Oh, they're going to slam then fly away because they can do it for free. They don't provoke attacks opportunity.
I also forgot my boom that I'd missed.
All right. So we're gonna go from 1 to 3, skipping 2. All right, 1 is going to slam. Who hit it?
I hit it, but it also has the big cat there too.
You're next to it. That's a pretty good roll. I fucking still miss. 19 misses you, right?
Correct.
Then it's gonna zip away, and then it's going to shoot fire, spit fire at you, at advantage. 23.
I dive under the Murphy for cover?
No.
I will use my once per long rest shield.
To not take damage. Understood. Next is my other one. It's going to do the same thing. It's going to punch. 12. It's going to spit fire from a distance. Again, 23.
Okay.
Wow, fucking same rolls. It's pure fire damage.
He doesn't like fire damage.
No. 9 doubles, 18.
Oh, okay.
It's a good thing he healed.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it, because my other one's going, durr.
Pretty colors.
Yes. It is cackling maniacally.
Because it's enjoying the colors.
Because it's seeing what it wants to see. Jaws. I do not have a lair action.
All right, distance to the next.
30 feet.
Okay, I will close the distance.
It's probably closer to 60, but I'm just going to say 30 for because these things are supposed to kite you all day, but I don't think that'd be boring. So let's say it doesn't know how far you can move.
That will hit for 14, 15, 21. Vulnerability of thunder. 21, 26.
Boom. You're the only one next to it.
Yeah.
You took a fireball to the dome. What's your... make a dex save.
That's a 3.
11, 14, 19, 20,
30. I'm going to use absorb elements.
That seems like value.
And take 15 Boom. Instead.
And Matthew says, I think I should maybe not get melee with this thing.
Yeah. Probably a good plan.
Hey, Chris, I'm a knot. I'm gonna throw ice spears instead.
Yeah. Sounds like a good plan.
And he gives you like finger guns. Like, yeah, fuck that idea.
And I used my cantrip. Already for right. turn.
Next.
So we'll go.
Did Natalie lose initiative on your side?
Yeah, she's last.
Fucking A.
Oh, she's ahead of the monsters, but she's behind us too.
Damn, I did not.
I had a 20 total. I got an 18 on the die.
Ah, that explains it.
All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and do the thorn bolt.
Seems good. Magical piercing damage is always good. Gonna suck at Thornbolt for a second?
Yes, I rolled a 4.
Seems legit.
Matt is going to go ahead and throw his...
Try and suck less.
Yes. Oh, yeah, he's sucking less. 18 plus 6. Based on...
Is this the first instance of cold damage it's taken?
I believe Correct. So.
Okay. They're not vulnerable. I was just curious.
Wow.
I thought about making them vulnerable, but they go through space. That doesn't make any sense.
10 damage.
Yeah, that's it? With the cantrip too?
Oh, that's the... Cause
plus.
All right, we'll have to go over the sheets.
Can you read me what it says?
So the ranged is D10 plus 5.
Plus.
No. The save... Whoa, attack is the big one.
I would have done that one, but that's just me.
Okay.
That's what I had him doing.
Okay.
So
I didn't
realize. So what's the save?
So save is a 13, and that would be...
Dex?
Dex.
I need to roll an 11. I did not.
Oh. Then yes, this is going to be much better. Or not. 4, 5, 6, 7, 10.
Wow. Okay. Meant to be garbage. Okay.
Yeah. 4, 2, and a 1 on my 3d8.
Yeah, baby.
+3.
Whew. Okay.
Yeah.
Next.
It's me.
This Natalie. Not my name. No one is within range for sneak attack this time.
Damn. That's sad.
But there is one not paying attention that you could probably sneak attack for advantage.
Ooh.
It would break the hypnotic pattern.
Oh. Correct. So we're going to save that for last.
Okay. I'll do the other guy. Ready? Oh, God. It was 9 plus my 10.
That hits.
19.
That's exactly what you needed.
Fantastic. Okay. A d10. Boop. 5 plus 5 for 10.
You move your hunter's mark. Well, d6. Okay. I'll help you with that. You're very tired.
1. I didn't roll good.
Yep. All right. That is it. Taking some damage.
All right.
Yay.
It's turn.
Yeah, it's my turn. My one turn. All right. So it's gonna blast over and slam into. Who's killed one?
I did.
You. 18 misses you.
Correct.
Then it's going to have to do a flyby.
I didn't do Murphy.
No.
You can do that. Let's try to roll his damage. I rolled this hit. Again with a 23, the same dice. You have already used your reaction.
I have not.
Yes, you have. It was a relevance. After your...
That after, was last round.
No, that was that after your reaction. Yeah. It's so okay.
I saw the damage resistance then.
Yes. 15 plus 2 is 17, divided by 2.
So...
8.
Yep.
That's it.
Did it move away, or...
It zips away.
And then
they can pretty much move wherever the fuck they want in this room. They have 120-foot move speed.
How far away is it from me?
60 feet.
Do I think it's worse at con, int, or strength save?
You have no fucking idea.
I'm going to have to make a con save, then.
15?
I will have to actually check what my bonus to save is.
If your mod is higher than... Your mod's 5, right?
Mine, yes.
So, your AC is 16?
Yep. 17 if you count my infusion.
Correct. Did you switch the form of your weapon?
I did.
Yeah.
That one.
That's why I have the D12s instead of D10s for
this. Got it.
He takes 12 damage
from Murphy. Did you hit?
17 plus... The 7?
It hits. 17, shit. Okay.
Alright. And my damage is a 2 and a 1.
Sucks to suck.
Do I add my modifier to my...
yes.
Because this is my tech blast.
So 8?
Yes.
Okay. That's their turn.
And that's also my turn.
Yeah. Oh, for the next turn?
Yeah, because that was next.
Got it. Yep.
All right. Then I'm going to try to Thornbolt him. Sucks to be me. That's a 9 plus 9 for 18.
This is.
All right, Matt.
Sorry, I should not have been that happy.
Haven't rolled higher than a 10 all night.
You're not going to make a save?
Huh? Oh, that's right. I am. Why am I rolling? Yes, make a save.
I made it.
Okay.
But it was, but yeah. With the way you've been rolling, you should have your rolls that make saves.
Oh, absolutely.
I figured I was going to give you the benefit of the doubt on that.
Yeah, that.
We both had long weeks. I get it.
So.
All right. That was that.
All right.
After Matt is Nat.
And Murphy is on that.
So you get sneak attack.
Or you can move Murphy first so you can sneak attack.
Yeah.
Because it then technically.
Yeah, it moved. Yep.
Okay.
So have Murphy go first.
Okay.
Right, because Murphy is immune to fire damage.
Correct.
He's the only one we should have on melee duty.
right now. Yeah. DC is 19, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He misses.
Okay, that's fine.
But now you have sneak attack.
Roll the hit.
Okay. Haven't tried this die yet. Maybe this one's... It's not better.
You gonna lucky it?
Then I have none left after that.
So?
We also have a field of inspirations.
I am quite worried.
Would you like to use an inspiration?
Would you?
Is it close to dying?
If you hit it, it will probably die.
I will use a guidance.
With your sneak attack and everything.
No, guidance doesn't help that.
No.
I will use the inspiration that was given to me. And that is a 14 plus 10.
That hits.
Fantastic.
So it's 40. It's 46, 1d10. Plus five.
Ew.
What?
46 plus a d10 plus...
5? It's a good damage, I mean.
9.
10, I'll give you a hint. It needs 20 damage to die.
15.
The axe next.
21. 25. Plus 5 for 30.
Boom!
Yay!
Murphy's immune.
Yay!
I thought it was going to be bludgeoning damage, but it's all fire. I was like, damn it.
All right, so...
There's one going... Day.
We take a breath, and now we're going to try to teamwork attack this.
Yeah.
Yeah. You all have advantage. I'm going to let you all shoot in unison.
It's still stunned, so I'm going to make it do a dex save because it can't.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to make it do a dex save too with Matt.
Makes sense. Okay. I think it auto fails. Crit fails. So I'm gonna let you. I'll give you max damage.
Cool.
If it's a dex save.
Wait, no, I can't do the dex. Dex is fire.
That was.
I can make an int save.
Wouldn't auto fail.
All right. So I know what Matt's all gonna do. I'm gonna go ahead and. I'm going to throw a thorn bolt at it.
Yep, roll with advantage.
I'm going to make it do a con save.
Okay.
Friggin' useless tonight.
Yeah, I feel like... a dazed target.
I rolled a 4 and a 6.
All right, so, sorry.
Whoa. Con save.
Con save? That's my best save.
Shouldn't have told me that.
I got a net 1. Max damage.
All right, that's 29.
And Matt's going to do 27.
29, 27. Natalie, did you roll?
Not yet.
Did you want to put Murphy in there first so you get the sneak attack?
Yes.
Or does she get the sneak attack because she's attacking at advantage?
She gets it because it's at advantage.
So you don't need to send Murphy in yet?
But Murphy could also melee it for auto crit. So.
And I roll 2 times?
Yes.
Yes.
So, 14 plus 10.
Yep, that's a hit.
Okay, and then... that's a 9 plus 5 for 14.
Miss.
That was damage.
That was damage.
Oh.
Good, it dies. I just needed to tip it over.
Murphy's like, oh.
But Murphy wanted to play with the ball.
Yeah. No, it explodes in his face, and he goes, oh, that's fun.
That tickles.
No, he does like the little cat sneeze like that.
So it explodes, and you see behind it is the empty ruby door, and you could go in that way.
All right. You want to take another rest?
And as you guys rest, I think it's time to end.
Okay. All right.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Take care.
Toodaloo.